Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon.
Welcome back to News and Views. Controversy continues to surround the Common Core academic standards for public schools. The standards were created by a group of governors and state education officials to make classrooms more rigorous. The implementation prompted heated opposition and wild claims about what the standards actually include. In response, the General Assembly created a commission to come up with a new set of standards. Here to talk about it and the state of education in Wake County is Steve Parrott with the Wake Ed Partnership. Well, thank you very much for being with us on News and Views. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chris.
I want to ask you some specific questions about Common Core and some other issues, but I wondered, first of all, where do you think we are as an overview in education in North Carolina and Wake County?
In Wake County, I'm very encouraged by the new strategic plan that was developed earlier this year, Vision 2020, that is focusing now on not just content knowledge for our students, but even more importantly, development of skills, prerequisite skills that our employers and post-secondary institutions are looking for. There's a heavy emphasis right now in Wake County on professional development for teachers. We have to have teachers in classrooms that are modeling the same behaviors and skills that we're expecting of our students, and I feel very encouraged about where we are.
You mentioned professional development for teachers. Obviously, teachers across North Carolina have felt, I don't know what the best word might be, disrespected and maybe under siege a little bit. On the other hand, in Wake County, they have gotten some salary increases and maybe some more respect. Where do you think we are in terms of how we treat and appreciate our folks in the classroom?
Well, again, I think the action taken earlier by our county commissioners to approve an increase in property tax to provide funding, much of which has been earmarked for adjustments and compensation for not just our teachers, but all of our educators in the system. So I feel good about that. I think teachers are concerned, you know, much like parents with their own children, teachers would like to see some consistency and stability in the classroom, in the methods they're using to instruct and the standards that they're instructing to. I think stability is very important to our teachers.
Let's talk about those standards, the Common Core standards. A lot of people have heard about that. Give us a little bit of your context about where we are with Common Core and how we got here.
Well, first, let me say my background is actually not in education. It's in the corporate world and in telecommunications. So I think the perspective I bring is, you know, that of an employer and looking at employable skills for new hires, be they high school graduates or graduates from college or university. My perspective is that, you know, again, this wasn't a process that just began within the last, you know, 2 or 3 years. This is a process that's been ongoing, dating back to even the Eisenhower administration. If you look at things that were done under that administration, the Reagan administration, et cetera, there's been work done at the national level looking at how we educate our students and concerns that we do not have standards that put us on par with other countries and the standards they have. Again, we've got to understand we're competing globally, not just within our own neighborhoods or our own state. And so the perspective I have is that, you know, the Common Core standards have only been in place a short period of time. And while there may have been concerns about implementation, or did we have the appropriate resources in our classrooms, textbooks, digital resources to support our instructional methods supporting those standards, I am very concerned that there's an effort to possibly repeal and replace certainly our math standards, and I'm very concerned about that.
This sort of took on a life of its own in the last couple of years. It seemed to me to move beyond a debate about what should is the proper standard to all sorts of strange claims, and I know you see this all the time. I'm amazed at some of the things people think Common Core does.
Yeah, I am amazed as well. There's a lot of confusion between what are academic standards and what's curriculum and how do you differentiate the two. The standards are just that. They're minimum thresholds that we can work towards. In North Carolina, especially Wake County, our own personal standards for our educational system have been very high and continue to be so. But my fear is that, you know, parents are saying, well, it's just too hard for our children. You know, my student was making straight A's, now they're not. Anytime you introduce additional rigor, whether it's in the corporate environment or whether it's in educational environment, there's some work that has to be done and resources that have to be committed to allow you to get to those types of expectations. You know, that's my perspective on it, that parents are just saying, you know, that my child comes home and they have homework that I see as being much, much harder than they used to have. We find in national research has shown that students perform to expectation. You set higher expectations, and students, if given proper resources, resources in the classroom can achieve and exceed those expectations.
What do you make of the Common Core standards and even just the phrase Common Core becoming such a sort of a hot button in certain political circles? We literally have governors across the country who were either part of creating it or endorsing it and now are saying it's the worst thing that they've ever seen.
Well, it has taken on a life of itself, and the acronym for some, Common Core State Standards, has become kind of a negative. What we need to remember in North Carolina, the standards we have in English language arts and in math are our North Carolina standards. Our state voluntarily adopted these standards. There were experts across North Carolina from the university level, parents, others that weighed in on the development of these standards. And at the point that we adopted the standards, they became the North Carolina standards. So, you know, I don't really use the Common Core phrase as much as I talk about, let's look at what we're doing in North Carolina, because this is an option for our state. It's certainly not a mandate.
What do you think teachers think of these standards?
Well, if you look at some of the focus groups that have been done by the Academic Review Commission that was established by the General Assembly, what's come out of the focus groups, first of all, teachers in a large part are supportive of the content in the North Carolina standards, number one. The biggest concern they have are the assessments that are being done of students. Our assessments are not aligned with the curriculum. They're not aligned with the standards. And that's the area I think they would like to see decision makers really focus on.
It's interesting you brought up assessments. For years, we were told education wasn't accountable enough, and we have to figure out a way to measure how we're doing, which is understandable. And now we're told we're measuring too much about how we're doing. Where's the middle ground in all that?
I think the middle ground is that we have, I believe, some pretty good tools and assessment platforms for measuring content knowledge. The concern now is we need to move to some additional, not testing per se, but ways to assess skill development. That's what employers are demanding. When I came out of school many, many years ago, the first thing they might look at, an employer would look at transcripts. Now their questions really get to the heart of skills, you know, are you a critical thinker? Can you be creative? Can you problem solve? Can you access and research information, then apply it to problem solving? Can you work in a team? Those are the things that our employers are looking for. And that's, I think, the direction we need to move in, is to have kind of a blended assessment that does both content knowledge as well as skill capability.
What are your hopes for the Academic Review Commission?
Well, my hope is that they will listen. That they will listen to not just parents and students, and certainly they have a meaningful way that they can weigh in and have weighed in. They also need to listen to employers. Again, you know, we're not educating our children just so we can say they're smarter. We're educating our children in North Carolina so they can become that pipeline for workforce for a lot of the new employers that are moving in that are looking for specialized skills. They need to listen to teachers. Again, teachers are on the front line every day. They have experience with curriculum and instructional methods they're using to be able to meet or exceed the standards, and they really need to listen to them. And none of the presentations that I've heard or I'm familiar with before the commission has anybody said, let's go back to where we were. I think one thing we all agree on, regardless of your political affiliation, is we do want to have high standards for our educational system in North Carolina. But rather than going in and wholesale, you know, repeal and replace our standards in English language arts and math, I think we need to look at what the General Assembly said was the charge for the commission and look for evidence-based changes that will improve the standards.
There's still the achievement gap in some of the low-income kids that aren't doing as well as we'd all like to see them do. Everybody has been trying to fix that problem for a long time, and it still seems like we're struggling.
Chris, I would say right up front, if I had unlimited amounts of money, which I don't have, but if I did, I would be investing it in our pre-K educational system. A lot of the development for our children is occurring before they ever get to the classroom, so we need to focus in expanding our pre-K program. We need to have children school ready, and in large part here, even in Wake County, especially in some of our low-income and minority communities, we're finding large percentages of students that have had no pre-K experience before they get to kindergarten. And that's concerning because we need to get them at reading level in grade 3. The second thing Wake County's doing in the school system is they've set up what they call the elementary support model. We're looking at the 12 elementary schools that have the greatest challenges, the greatest gaps, to your point. And there are additional resources, professional development for teachers and administrators in those schools to be able to work with closing the gap. But we've got to start early.
Well, let's hope that policymakers take that advice. Thank you for all you're doing for education, and we appreciate you being with us.
Thank you, Chris, for the opportunity.
That's it for another edition of News and Views. Look for us on the web at ncpolicywatch.com. For producer Clayton Hinkle, this is Chris Fitzsimon. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon, director of North Carolina Policy Watch. Visit them online at ncpolicywatch.com. News and Views, a weekly look at state and policy issues, is a production of the North Carolina Justice Center.